Hello, and welcome to level 85 of Three Extra Lives, a video game and trivia podcast. I'm your host, Tom Knight, and we're back. I know last week we missed a level because real life got real busy, and I just didn't have time to put one together. I'm very sorry about that, but we're back here today, level 85. I hope you enjoy. Let's get on with the show! In this level of Three Extra Lives, I'm talking about the Steam Next Fest, because the latest Steam Next Fest has just wrapped up in February 2022, and this is a great place to experience new, upcoming indie game titles. And the Steam Next Fest takes place usually a few times a year, and it has showcases for these upcoming games, it has developer interviews, it just has so many demos. What I did though was I took some time to download a handful of these demos, and I did play quite a few of them over on my Twitch channel over at Three Extra Lives. I got to experience some great upcoming indie titles, and I can't talk about every single one I played in this podcast because this is supposed to be a short, digestible show, and it would just be so long and I'd be talking for ages. But what I have done is pick three, because that's a magic number, three of my picks from the latest Steam Next Fest for you, yes you, to add to your wish list on Steam. Because wishlisting on Steam, it helps developers, it helps the algorithm, it helps that discoverability for indie titles. So first up is a game that I actually mentioned on this very podcast back in level 11. But this game is called Small Saga by Jeremy Nakani. And back when I mentioned it on level 11, it was a Kickstarter. And that Kickstarter got funded. And now it's getting closer to actually being released. It's incredible to see the journey of an indie game like this. And Small Saga is described as, beneath the streets of London, an angry mouse seeks revenge against the god who stole his tail, an epic RPG of miniature proportions. And this demo was a lot of fun. It's that classic turn-based RPG game, but you're playing as a mouse in the unders of London, so you start off in a sewer, and you are on a quest to reach the heavens, and the heavens just so happen to be a grocery store, and up in that grocery store, you are just a tiny mouse, and everything seems wondrous and amazing because it is. As a mouse, you see huge amounts of various types of food. And I didn't play through the entirety of this demo, but from what I did taste, I can't wait for this to get launched. And the real interesting thing about this game is the scale of everything, because you are the mouse, and there's some really cool encounters with regards to, you actually meet a fully sized human who is actually working as an exterminator in the grocery store. They come in, they're like walking, but it's thundering because this person is a giant compared to you. They've got their mask on, and you actually go into combat against the human, and you're like fighting their head because they're so big you can't fight their entire body. You're just trying to almost distract them. You're not gonna kill them or destroy them because you're only a mouse, but the impact you have, everyday items for you and me, are way more epic in the perspective of a mouse. Like even a candle tea light can light up a corridor, or a Swiss Army knife can be classed as a godlike weapon. So watch out for Small Saga, that one is coming soon. Another game that piqued my interest was a game called Gibbon Beyond the Trees, and this is by Broken Rules. Now this is a really, really beautiful game, and you're playing as a monkey in the Southeast Asia jungles, and you get to experience various degrees of emotions in this game, I would say, as it tackles various topics such as environmental change, deforestation, and climate change. And this game has an hour-long narrative story, but then it also has a mode which they are calling the liberation mode, which is a procedurally generated jungle that you can race through. You get to jump through this jungle, you get to swing on trees, you get to slide, and it really is just this freeing and amazing experience. And the art style is all hand-drawn, and it looks like it's going to be an absolute beautiful game to play. That is Gibbon Beyond the Trees, and that's coming out in early 2022 as well. And finally, just to round this up, another game that I sunk into was a game called Silt. And Silt, you dive into Silt's harrowing ocean abyss and unravel long forgotten mysteries. You explore dangerous waters, possess sea creatures, and solve puzzles to travel deeper into the darkness. And this game, very much reminiscent of games like Limbo, Inside, Little Nightmares. You are playing as a diver in this ocean abyss where it's you and not much else. There's various sea creatures that are around as well. And the cool thing about this game is you have an ability to take control of these sea creatures. You can possess them, and using those sea creatures, you can solve puzzles to progress through the game. And it really is atmospheric. It's a little bit creepy. You have that constant ambience of being underwater, which I know some people don't like, but I am really interested to play this game a bit more. It's really my kind of style of game. Even though I'm not big into horror games, I do like these side-scrolling, atmospheric platformer games that really do draw you in. There is just something alluring about playing those games and seeing where it actually takes you. And that game is Silt by Spiral Circus, which is coming out in spring 2022. I would highly recommend you add all three of those to your wish list. That was my top three picks from the latest Steam Next Fest in February 2022. There, of course, was so many more. So there we go. That's my wrap for Steam Next Fest. And here we are at the end of another level of Three Extra Lives. Thank you very much for being here. As always, you can find Three Extra Lives on social at Three Extra Lives. And if you want to find more information about Three Extra Lives, just head over to threeextralives.com. That will have all the information you need to get in touch with me, or check out the Twitch, the Discord, etc., etc., etc. Stay tuned for the Trivia Gauntlet that is coming up right after this. Thank you very much for tuning in. I very much appreciate it. And I'll see you all in level 86! It's trivia time! And welcome to this Trivia Gauntlet for level 85 of Three Extra Lives. This Trivia Gauntlet will be focusing on questions relating to Steam, the digital distribution platform Steam. Question 1. Steam officially released in what year? Was it A, 1999? Was it B, 2001? Or was it C, 2003? The correct answer is 2003. If you got that one right, give yourself an extra life. All right, here we go with question number 2. What was the first game that required an installation of Steam to play? Was it Half-Life 2? Was it Day of Defeat? Or was it Counter-Strike Source? The correct answer is Half-Life 2. If you got that one right, give yourself an extra life. And finally, the last question of this level. Let's see how you do. Gabe Newell, co-founder and developer of Valve, who was also lead developer on the creation of Steam, dropped out of Harvard University in 1980 to join which company? Was it Apple? Was it Microsoft? Or was it IBM? The correct answer is Microsoft. If you got that one right, give yourself an extra life.